So the top of your list for Black Friday shopping, you can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234. Be part of the show. And in the spirit of moving everything up, Walmart announced that it's going to kick off its Cyber Monday sale at 12:01 on Friday morning.
So it's technically not Cyber Monday anymore then?
Now it's Cyber Friday, and you can do your Black Friday shopping on Thursday. Just let it be what it is. Friday should be Friday only. Cyber Monday should be Monday only. If Small Business Saturday, they're not doing it on Tuesday.
No. And that's the crazy thing about the whole deal is we've got to that point now where stores open on Thanksgiving so you can get shopping. Mm. You know, and obviously there's Black Friday, as you said, the Small Business Saturday, and then the Cyber Monday. Just keep those days, because the thing is that with Cyber Monday, which is pretty cool, is they keep back a lot of stuff and then they release that for the Monday. So for people who, you know, don't want to go out and stuff and hang on till Monday, that's their Black Friday, if that kind of makes sense.
And obviously you can say that, but the demand is there.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise stores wouldn't do it. So for anybody who's like complaining, you Petch, you shouldn't do that. Don't go out and shop.
Oh, I won't be going out on Black Friday. I can guarantee you that.
You shouldn't be allowed to, because you shouldn't be celebrating any of these holidays over here.
Well, Black Friday I'm allowed to celebrate. That's
why
all right.
is that? That comes after Thanksgiving. You only can celebrate that one.
Well, it's not really a holiday day though. Black Friday, is it really?
It is. Do people take off for it? Yes.
That is true. But yeah, I mean, it's going to come to that point, I think, where it's just going to be like a 4-day shopping weekend, and they'll call it some fancy name, and then it'll just be 4 days.
Amazon started their Black Friday deals November 1st.
And that's really, I think, what a lot of these stores are all scrambling there, because Amazon is so huge. You pay for Amazon Prime for $100 a year, you get your free shipping, a couple of days it's there.
When Amazon started, it was just books, right? Mm-hmm. We learned that at the Tech Together event. Yep. We were at Tech Together last week. Really cool event that happens at World Cafe Live in Wilmington from our friends at 1313 Innovation. It was cool. But they're talking about, and I never even thought about that, that you can now, you can get chicken on Amazon. You can get raw chicken shipped to your house in 2 days.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You don't have to go grocery shopping anymore. And now they have the Amazon buttons. At the end of the day, everybody's just trying to compete with Amazon. Mm-hmm. How do you beat that? How do you beat cheaper products right to your door?
And that's the crazy thing. And I know my daughter wants a couple of phone chargers for a phone for Christmas. And you go into stores and you'll buy them and they're like $20. You go on Amazon, you can pick a pack of three up for like $12. It's
the exact
insane.
I get this stuff. It's PB2, right? It's peanut butter powder.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go into the store, for one container, it's like $9 or $10. Yep. I can get 8 containers for $6 a piece.
See, and you can't
beat
it.
I'm set for months now.
And it comes to your door. You don't have to do anything apart from click the button.
So how do you compete with that? That's that's what all this is trying to do, is just compete with Amazon at the end of the day. So what's at the top of your bucket list for Black Friday shopping? Are you shopping for somebody else, or is there something you need to grab for you? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234 to be part of the show.